WYPR is here to keep you connected to your community. And as our communities change amid the coronavirus pandemic, that connection is more important than ever before. Member support makes it possible. And if you can, we hope you'll help us out. If you're a sustaining member, consider increasing your monthly pledge or become a new member with a first-time gift. Come to WYPR.org and click the donate link. And thanks.
What does it mean to retire early? Well, according to Aperion Care, which has produced an interactive map indicating the official and average retirement ages for people around the world, the typical American leaves the workforce at the age of 63. So that means that if you retire at the age of 62, you're at least in some sense retiring early. But that's only by American standards. In China, the average retirement age is just 55. In fact, according to Aperion's research, the average age at which employees leave the workforce ranges from 49 in the United Arab Emirates to 67 in Norway. While China is associated with the second lowest age for retirement among nations that were studied, CNBC indicates that that nation has a plan to gradually increase the statutory retirement age. In general, the average retirement age is rising worldwide. This is happening for a number of reasons, including because people are staying healthier and living for lengthier periods. For a number of nations, Aperion includes the average retirement age by gender. In the U.S., the average man retires at the age of 64, the average woman at the age of 62. In Norway, the average retirement age is 67 for men and 67 for women. 67 has been the official retirement age in Norway since the 1970s, and there are presently no serious proposals to raise the retirement age there. In China, the average man retires at 60, but the average woman at the age of 50. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu.